It's worse than anything we imagined. 2 months ago, none of us thought that we would be fighting an authoritarian oligarch who has been a dear friend and ally but is now threatening our very existence. Never did we think our neighbor would be ruled by someone who could be considered one of the most evil people in the world. We are under threat by leaders of the very country our grandparents fought with to save the world from fascism and enshrine democracy in our constitutions. Soldiers on both sides spilled blood and died together so that we could enjoy the lives we have. Maybe this is why every November 11th, we gather to thank them for their sacrifice. Maybe it is now time for us to pick up that chalice. Of course, Donald Trump would know nothing about democratic rights and freedoms since his father came from Germany where the family name was changed from Trumpf to Trump. Fred Trump had been expelled for dodging military service and kicked out of the country. He made his fortune in real estate and running brothels. Trump's lack of moral integrity is intergenerational. If this is all so worrisome to Canadians, it is because Trump has his eyes on Canada. He sees us as an acquisition with no regard for sovereign rights. But then again, Trump has no regard for anything except money. Canadian journalist Andrew Cohen says that his biggest fear is not hostile attacks on Toronto or Ottawa, but in the north, as the heart of Canada's resource base. This is what Trump wants. Tariffs are a ruse, just like the fentanyl threat. And now that Trump has aligned himself with Russia, we are the stuffing squeezed between the bread. Russia, who will end the war in the Ukraine if it can secure more mineral rights, is handing its playbook to Trump. Trump wants to break us financially so we capitulate. This is economic war. We are stronger than that. To that end, the federal and territorial governments must beef up Arctic surveillance and its military presence. The NORAD bases, which used to operate in the far north, may need to be revitalized and military exercises need to happen more frequently. Just over a week ago, when Trump was meeting with Putin, NORAD and American planes escorted a Russian jet out of Alaskan airspace. Canada needs to be prepared. Canadian leaders must focus on interprovincial and international trade to break ties to the U.S. and put more resources into protecting Canada's north. We are the gateway to the rest of Canada. It needs to start here. Things are scary, but there is hope. Despite what he thinks, Trump did not win the presidential election. The majority of Americans do not support the government that was elected. But with Trump's soiled hands on the steering wheel, it will be impossible to reconsider the result, but the fact remains. Most Americans do not want the government they got. We must stand strong with the grassroots allies in the United States. We must do our part in this fight for democracy, which includes participating in a nationwide boycott of American stores and products this Friday. No Walmart, no Starbucks, no Esso, no store or businesses that have their origins in the U.S. for that one day. It is a day of resistance started by concerned Americans themselves. These are the most trying times we have experienced, and it is contingent on all of us to do our part. Fly your Canadian flags, boycott American products, assert your national pride. This is what will save us and our democracy. The world is counting on all of us to raise our voices and our fists in this incredibly perilous time.